This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul on Saturday, killing dozens of people, many of them young pupils between 11 and 15 years old. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said ambulances rushed to evacuate wounded from the scene of the blast near the Sayyid al-Shahada school in the Shiite majority neighborhood of Dasht-e-Barachi. The Taliban condemned the attack, apparently aimed at civilians, and denied any responsibility. The Interior Ministry spokesman said authorities are investigating the blast and added the death toll could rise further. Two southern states in India became the latest to declare lockdown Saturday as coronavirus cases surged at breakneck speed across the country. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
While the country's northern and western areas have borne the brunt of the pandemic, southern states are now seeing a surge in infections. Tamil Nadu said it would move from a partial to a full lockdown on Monday, stopping public transport and shutting state-run alcohol retailers. And neighbouring Karnataka extended a total shutdown late on Friday. India is yet to impose a national lockdown as it did during the first wave last year, but around half of all its states have imposed a total shutdown. Although the country has administered over 167 million vaccine doses, its rate of inoculation has fallen sharply in recent days. Only around 2% of its 1.4 billion people have received the two doses needed to be fully immunized.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA